Venezuela's president, Hugo Chavez, says he's brought a social revolution to his country, what he calls a Bolivarian revolution, named after South American liberator Simón Bolívar. But lately, under pressure from a slowing economy and a rancorous middle class, Chavez is being forced to organize his followers to keep his revolution alive. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Caracas.
It's not hard to spot President Chavez's true believers. They're the ones carrying the tiny books. This is the Bolivarian Constitution of the Republic of Venezuela, says Chavez supporter Gaston Mirabal. This is the law that governs everything. Mirabal, like Chavez, makes gestures with the Constitution in his hand. This leftist document was written by an elected assembly and approved in a national vote 2 years ago. Mirabal is the leader of a Bolivarian Circle, a local group of activists dedicated to promoting the principles of this constitution. Today, one of his missions is checking the prices in this open-air market. President Chavez has recently asked citizens to make sure that shopkeepers don't gouge their customers. Another Circle member, Amparo Rousseau, says she's about to denounce three retailers to the authorities. This is a way to help the government, Rousseau says, because so many of our people don't know what's going on in their own neighborhoods. But the Bolivarian circles are always keeping watch. And in the same breath, Rousseau adds, it's not true what they say. We're not Cubanizing the country. But that's exactly what many middle and upper class Venezuelans fear, that the Bolivarian circles are political cadres, like those found in Cuba. Some circles have harassed Chavez's political opponents. One of those is Alfredo Peña, the mayor of metropolitan Caracas, who recently had a falling out with Chavez because he thought the president had become too anti-American.
When the Twin Towers incident happened, I went to give my condolences to the American ambassador. Right after I did that, these groups came here, and they burned the American flag and stoned City Hall.
The Bolivarian circles have now taken up residence outside City Hall, where they keep up a constant stream of invective against the mayor. Luis Rafael Ecuaruga, a young Bolivarian activist dressed in fatigues, leads a group that has just invaded an empty government building, in defiance of Mayor Peña's Metropolitan Police.
The president is doing everything he can to change the housing policies, but he's being blocked by a group of people, including the mayor. So we're rebelling and invading buildings like this one, which has been abandoned for years because we're entitled to decent housing. That's what it says in Article 82 of the Bolivarian Constitution.
Officially, the circles are nonpartisan, and a small staff uses presidential offices, phones, and cars to coordinate the movement. They claim that there are more than 20,000 circles in Venezuela, each containing between 7 and 11 members, and they say most are dedicated to local community projects. Nonpartisan or not, those 20,000 circles represent an organized pool of pro-Chavez sentiment and emotion. Mercedes Olar de Castillo is a housewife who's come to the presidential palace to volunteer with the circles. This is the first time I've ever entered the presidential palace, Castillo says. I can go anywhere. I can sit here on the steps. I can go down to the basement. This is like my home. Castillo can't understand why some people don't share her affection for Chavez.
Y este pueblo hay que quererlo.
These people should love him, Castillo says, because he has good intentions, but they want to sabotage this process. With the despair of a true believer, Castillo adds, this process is beautiful. But like so many aspiring revolutions, Chavez's Bolivarian movement has now gone on the defensive, and it's relying increasingly on the Bolivarian circles for its support. Martin Costi, NPR News, Caracas.